71. Tolstoy.
So, Ed, what do you know about this? Tolstoy's history. What do you know about him?
Tolstoy wasn't just one person, you know. They were a whole family of Russian nobility. But the Tolstoys have left a lasting legacy in Russian politics, military history, literature, and fine arts.
They got around a bit then. Sounds like they did everything. But let's start with the politics. It says here that Peter Andreevich Tolstoy was a member of Peter the Great's party.
Yes, he gradually gained Peter's confidence, serving first as the Russian ambassador to Constantinople, then as the head of the secret police.
Okay, so what about the military Tolstoys? I've heard of one called Alexander Ivanovich Tolstoy. He was in the Battle of Charnova in 1807, where his regiment held out for 15 hours against the whole army commanded by Napoleon.
It sounds like you know plenty about him already. Let's go on to the literary Tolstoys, shall we?
Leo Tolstoy is one of the greatest Russian novelists of the 19th century. He wrote War and Peace and Anna Karenina.
I think those books are the two most famous in the whole world. I wonder why he started writing.
He started his career in the military. He was first drawn to writing books when he served in Chechnya. And already his first novel, Kazaki, was something quite unlike anything written before him.
Oh, I see. Okay, on to the fine arts. It says here that there were many Tolstoys in high society.
Yes, Count Fyodor Petrovich Tolstoy was one of the most fashionable Russian drawers and painters of the 1820s. Although he prepared fine illustrations, his true vocation was wax modeling and the design of medals.
And also, Count Fyodor Ivanovich Tolstoy was a notorious drunkard, gastronome, and duelist. It is said that he killed 11 people in duels.
He was first involved in a different kind of art, though. In 1803, he participated in the first Russian circumnavigation of the Earth, and after, he had his body tattooed.
Well, it certainly seems that the Tolstoys were interesting people, that's for sure. Thank you.